Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A urinary tract infection, and I had to take some urinary tract pills one time.
I've had a UTI. It's awful.
Yes. The only time, I've only had two things with regards to maybe sex stuff.
Who can I guess what they are?
Well, I think I already told you, crabs and a UTI.
Damn it, I was going to guess crabs, too.
Yeah, crabs.
Oh, you did. Oh, that's right. You put bleach on your dick.
Crabs and a UTI. That's it. And I get an STD test every year. On file.
Okay.
Because you have to.
Yeah, if you're fucking and you're not, I imagine you don't really strike me as the type of person that, like, wears condoms a lot.
Never.
Ever.
Like, if I was with a girl.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Hey, you got to wear a condom." Be like, "You know what? Then why don't you just blow me?"
Okay.
Or I'll blow you.
Right.
I mean, or, you know. But is blowing a guy just as risky as vaginal? And I'm asking to you as like a friend.
No, I've looked this up before too. You can get,
I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah, asking for a friend. I think so. But I don't know if you have I'm sure if you have herpes on your dick, you can get it in your mouth. But I don't know if that's a different virus.
When you see girls that have herpes on their mouth,
a cold sore?
Does that mean that they may have sucked a dick?
No, actually, it's really sad. Most people that have cold sores, that's a form of herpes.
I have them.
Yeah, he probably got that as a baby because his dirty aunt kissed him on the mouth when he was an infant.
But did the dirty aunt suck a herpes infested dick?
No, I don't think it has to go like dick to mouth. I think it can just go mouth to mouth, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, like if you kiss someone with an open sore, you can get that on your face.
I've never had a cold sore in my life, but my mother gets them.
Well, unless she has an outbreak.
They're called like fever blisters or something.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I don't think they're contagious unless she has an outbreak.
And we only make out on holidays.
Right, so she's probably clean.
And guess what? This isn't starting off the podcast. It's going on the back end at best. So, hey, what's going on?
Or you can make this a whole, you know, another deal.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be able to slice this into four different pizzas.
Well, let's not get crazy. This is Clement Cush 8, you know, featuring
Anna.
And we'll get into it, I guess. I don't know why she's here.
If Blitz is,
you invited me. Don't act like my way on the show.
If Blitz is here, he could chime in.
Yeah,
This is Clem Cush 8 with legs spread wide open, taking all comers.
Well, Alabama Wildcat was such a hit that we knew there'd be no way to top it, so we figured we'd have to just do a full show to try to give you guys something. Did you get that tweet that I sent you earlier?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh!
Yeah, the guy just said he was so in awe of the podcast.
I did. I did get that, but I was in my studio painting.
I can tell you got dirty hands.
No, knowing today
that he was eating with.
Oh.
Just peanuts, and it's just acrylic. Just it's just acrylic paint.
Right.
I mean.
You'd probably lick that paint if it was wet, wouldn't
fuck
you?
Fuck yeah.
Listen,
I'm going to tell you right now. I got dried paint on my hand, and I would eat it off my hand. Like, what the fuck?
I believe you.
It's acrylic paint. Big deal.
Right. Hey,
I feel as if all this shit I've done with, like, that makes me, gives me resilient antibodies.
Can none of you guys stay away from this place on a day off? Bubba, you're up here painting. Anna, why are you here? What the fuck are you doing here?
She did a Hummel show.
I did the off the rails with Blitz.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Are you impressed? Like, at my dedication?
I'm indifferent. Why did you do it?
Well, they got here way early and had sex in the green room.
I saw Anna's car here, and I was like, no, there'd be no way, because this is 1 o'clock right now. I said, there's no way her car would be here from yesterday or last night. It makes no sense.
I had a meeting at Tom Bean's office at 10 to finalize my documentary, and then... So,
is that breaking news?
No, that's...
We just broke news right here on the podcast?
Absolutely. It is fucking a go.
Clem and Kush are getting their own doc?
Clem's getting his own doc.
Clem! Oh, okay, wow.
Kush will probably be, you know, on it.
Well, I could get somebody to fuck somebody if I, you know, whatever. Just give me a chance.
No, it's not about fucking anybody.
Oh, it's not?
Well, I mean...
That's the best part.
Well, it's going to be...
It's about the hog deal?
It's going to be called Video Killed the Radio Star. is what it's going
to
be.
Is that a working title or you're married to that?
No, I...
You got to use that.
Hold on. Yeah, I mean...
It's perfect.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's a, you know, it's the, it's, do you know the significance of that particular song?
Yes, that was the first song they ever played on MTV.
Right, so it's got a, you know, there's a little bit of that.
Is that
and,
true?
And it really, yeah,
yeah, bitch.
By the Bugles.
Don't step to me on the podcast.
I thought it was like Cyndi Lauper.
No, 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 by the Bugles, and it was the very first song that MTV played to kick off MTV.
Back when you were like...
Bugles?
Back when you were
like
in your
Bugle
dad's...
Like Boys?
No, the fucking group that sang...
Wasn't the Bengals?
No. Fucking look it up!
No, I don't want to look anything up.
It's called Video Killed... Video Killed the Radio Star.
Okay. No, and, I believe you. We're,
and...
Well, you don't have to... I know the song...
Or is it called... what's it?
Who came up with that? You, like, the idea of the calling the documentary that?
Me.
You came up with that?
Yes.
Were you just listening to the song,
Anna,
and you're like,
Anna,
oh,
don't,
yeah.
Don't you sometimes sit across from me, and if it's and I'm asking you to be honest,
mm-hmm.
Don't you sometimes sit across from me and think, motherfucker, he is pretty damn good on the radio.
Like, oh, every day.
No, please. She's never thought that once.
How about you, Seth? How about you?
I know you're good, man.
No, but do you ever say, like, I'm going to be honest with you.
I do when I'm listening back to the shows.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was driving to Orlando with Blitz yesterday, and I actually said to him, you know what, I've been, and I don't want to, it hurts me to say this.
Oh, because Blitz is,
are
he's listening.
Are you going to give me a compliment?
No. Somebody's got a compliment.
Because, yeah. Because I said, hey, Blitz, you know what, I listened to some of that Anna, you know, off the rail shit, and as a standalone, female host, She does pretty good. Like, you know, she's still a little green in radio, and we could teach her some shit. But she really is pretty good. She kind of has the cut-through factor on her own.
I appreciate that, Bubba.
And I mean that.
A lot. Thank you.
That's what I told you when I was trying to get you to hire her.
But you've
That's
also
all I
texted
knew about
me
her.
10 times to get rid of her. Right. Like me too.
But I didn't know.
That's a shoe, right?
No. Only four.
Bubba has straight up asked me, do you want me to get rid of her? And I'm like, no. So, I mean, I don't know why I would
Let's
even...
Let's not go there. That's so not where we're not going
okay,
today.
Okay, no, I love Anna. I'm just... I told you all... I didn't know about all these other, you know, idiosyncrasies that Anna brought to the table. All I knew basically
Surprise.
About her... I didn't know her as a person. I just knew about her on the radio.
Yeah.
Which is why I liked her. And now there's all this other stuff about her, and I'm
all
like,
other,
oh,
other
shit.
Do you baggage. Like me more or less than when I started working here? Before you kind of knew me?
I oh. just... I feel like unfortunate... I just feel like you're a part of my family. Like, yeah. Whether
oh, I'm
I,
sorry.
Whether
I kind of like
the
you
ones
less.
You don't talk to every now and again.
I kind of like you less,
okay.
but I kind of like you more.
Okay, we can work with that.
I like you less in some areas, and I like you, and you're far more talented than I thought you were.
I always
appreciate that.
I always felt like you were, what's the word? We're pretty resilient on the air, mm-hmm. and being over here has really shown that. I mean, you've taken a lot.
By
so.
The way, Blitz, if you're over there, you can chime. I got your mic on. You can chime in. This is just a little soiree that we're having. Clem Kush 8 is just legs spread open. We're just going to fucking peel everything
Can
back.
I ask a question to Anna?
Yes.
Oh, no. I just want... What are your goals? Like, what do you want to achieve? Because I know it's been a weird year, and you were supposed to get a job. What? Where was it? With the Love Doctor? West Palm with the Love
yeah.
Doctors. And
yeah.
I think they blew that show up.
It's a mess down there. Everything's a mess.
Bubba, did you know she had that locked in, and then they strung her along for about 4 months? After?
No, well, she had mentioned it a little bit,
yeah.
But I didn't know that it was like laser lock. Were you going to be a co-host? Or
yeah, the co-host was leaving. He was retiring, so he had been with the show for 28 years, and I was going to take
and
his spot.
And in iHeart terms, that means we're getting rid of you when you've been with the show for 28 years.
You're making
years.
Too much money?
Yeah.
and all of, and listen, we can pay Anna Hummel $31,000 and
right.
get rid of your fucking 210.
Yeah, well, that was like double what I was making at the Bone, so
yeah.
I was happy to go.
But, you know, Dr. Love was making 210. That's a little
yeah.
long in the tooth.
Yeah.
Bringing some fucking, you know, some cynical Jewish bitch for $32,500.
Yeah. I went down there twice, and it went really well. They told me I had the position. It was just a matter of time. They were waiting on corporate.
Mm-hmm.
We're still waiting on corporate.
That's iHeart, too, right?
That's yeah. unbelievable. It was unbelievable, because she had it. Like, we talked in December, because...
I remember. On Christmas Day.
Was it on Christmas? Because
yes.
I had stuff going on. I was starting with you, Bubba, and I had a couple other things going on, because I was talking to iHeart in Tampa. I was talking to a beer company about doing content for them, and Anna and I were talking about all the stuff we had going on, and now... both of us ended up here.
So. LOL.
Things really slowed down.
Thanks, Bubba.
Oh, easy.
Well, no. Oh, I forgot you were here.
I'm the rehab portion of it.
Yes.
So, Anna, a year ago,
mm-hmm.
a year ago, you were set to
spread her wings.
I thought I was going to be Palm a co-host. Beach. I thought I was going to be contracted.
The love, like the Love Doctors?
Yeah, yeah. On at the time, it was 94.3, I think, Real right. Radio. Yeah.
And so at what point do they call you and say, okay, well, listen, he retired, but we're not going, you know, we can't hire you?
Well, they just kept saying, wait. And it was supposed to be at the new year, and then January happened, and then he ended up leaving. So I'm like, well, they got to put something in motion. But much like what happened with me at the Bone and with Seth, you know, with Garabo, they just didn't fill that seat. They just didn't need to. And then Corona happened, and it was just fucking over. So,
really?
Yeah.
So
I'm like, so why'd you guys drag me down there? I drove a collective 16 hours there and back twice.
Now, did you at that point were you going to have to not? Were you going to have to, you know, leave? You know, obviously, you're going to have to leave Reagan and not be her roommate anymore, right?
Yeah, and actually, she brought this up, and I'm actually so fucking thankful it didn't happen, because think about, Marbles was right around that time.
Yeah.
And had I left, she probably would have moved in with him.
No, get, okay.
Oh, my God.
She brought that up. Right. They saved my life by not hiring me.
I need to call allaccess.com and be like, I know you guys have been not so favorable with iHeart with all the, you know,
firings.
All the firings. There's 1,400. But let me tell you about one that didn't happen that saved a woman's life.
Yeah.
That's a
two,
story.
Possibly
itself.
Two lives.
Wow, that gives Anna's life a lot of meaning now all of a sudden. Yeah. Anna's life went from meaningless to all of a sudden now she saved
her
life.
Don't try to take this away from me. I feel like that's the next thing you're going
to
say.
No, I want
to.
What do
but
you.
We need to, well, hold on. We need to explain to people, though.
Yeah.
Anna is on her show and her roommate's named Reagan. Well, Reagan last year early. Uh-huh. Was dating a guy that Anna called Marbles.
Right.
Well, Marbles went, you know, fucking dipshit.
Was it because he had little balls?
No, he talked like he had marbles
in
his mouth.
Okay.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill
you. He was hot, though.
And so she
much.
Dated this guy named Marbles.
You're nasty.
And it went awry. She broke up with Marbles. Marbles flipped the fuck out and said he was going to kill himself and all this kind of bullshit. Well, mm-hmm. She called the St. Pete cops. They came and put a restraining order on Marbles, and Marbles left. Marbles didn't do anything else. You know, whatever.
He left us alone, yeah.
He left her alone. Anna and Reagan continue to be roommates, and then in October, while Reagan is in visiting family in Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
this motherfucker named Marbles has a new girlfriend down in Sarasota, Bradenton area, and fucking kills her
mm-hmm.
and kills himself.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a lot of people that think that maybe that could have been Reagan.
I mean, it was the next girl.
It's the next, hey.
It was
hey,
the next
but,
girl.
I'm sorry, Seth. It's a natural progression, isn't
yeah,
it?
This is really, yeah. This is, it's a good thing that Anna didn't get that job now
yeah.
and her life's in limbo. So, are you happy? I mean, I don't want to say are you happy, but I mean, like,
where are you headed?
Yeah, what's go? Are you happy here? Do you want to?
Like, if you guys were going to ask me, in fact, I think we should probably go throughout the entire room here
uh-huh.
and ask all three of us what our goals are. I have some pretty hefty goals. But I and aspirations at 54, and I'll go last. But we'll start with you, Anna.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't even plan this. But like,
right.
what do?
It's a good question. One that I ask myself daily.
Yeah, I mean, you're what?
Oh,
you're,
do you?
You're 30.
Yeah.
What? 33?
Yeah, 33.
Okay. And,
and
so,
a half.
And so what?
And
you know
half.
what do you for? What are your goals? What would you like to do? Accomplish?
I feel like.
Like, do you
I don't want to say that age has set in and I'm becoming a lot more jaded and realistic about like what I can do and what I'm after. Sorry, I don't want to start it off on a
given up
already, man.
You've given up.
I haven't given up, but I have to be realistic about the industry and where it's headed and
I've given
like
up
that.
On being skinny. So like, you know, I'm just going to be a fuck fat
yeah.
ass, but I'm good with it.
I mean, I just, whatever it is, whether it's terrestrial, which it probably won't be, whether it's the digital space, I like doing what I do here with you guys every day. I just like to yuck it up, talk shit, do that. And if I can do that and sustain myself financially, then I think I would be good. Like, I don't need to top charts. I don't need to be in the number one market because there's going to be no number one markets anymore.
You're right.
Soon.
I mean, like, there's no. When we were growing up in radio, it'd be like, man, if you could do
like
you know,
Chicago.
Afternoons
you're
in
right.
Chicago,
right.
you know. Ah.
So that whole thing, that whole paradigm that I had in my head for the last several years has been demolished. So now we have to kind of
but
reconstruct
not only
a new
within
plan.
Your head, it's with all of like radio in general.
Correct.
You can't have that mindset. Be like, oh, you know what, Seth? I'm going to be doing afternoons at Z100 one day, making $86,000. That ain't happening.
Right, right.
That
so,
ship has sailed for not only Anna, everybody.
Right, but kind of like much like you and Seth and everybody, we've kind of all had to readjust over the last few years, and especially for me because I mean I'm the newest one. So I'm just, I was learning the old system, and then it's like, okay, that's gone. Now there's a new system, and this is how we have to, you know, progress from there.
Because,
so.
I mean, you came from a system where, like, Johnny B and people were trying to still get full-time, like in radio. I mean, they
Were those guys full-time?
Were they?
No, none of us were.
None of them, okay.
None of us were.
Probably after Afternoon Drive, everything else is just probably...
I think SBK was.
Well, that's for obvious reasons, but anyway.
Okay. Well, he was, I think. I don't know what his situation is now, but
yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, that's why I was looking so forward to West Palm, because I was going to be full-time contracted, probably not making a shit ton of money obviously, but enough to sustain my, you know, meager existence.
Right.
And then that fell through, and then it's just been kind of like a, you know, a shit storm since.
I know, but moving forward,
too much of a shitstorm, because I mean, it was horrible when you got fired from Cox, and then you were working for Hornblasters, and you got furloughed there. But I mean, you got let go from
Hornblasters.
You got let go from Cox and started here like the next day.
No, but I just mean in terms of the plan, 100%. I've never denied that, not once, but. You know, this whole year has just been like a shit show. And in terms of like me realizing how much the industry is changing or dissolving, that's what I mean in terms of like, I don't know which way is up, which way is next. What are we going to do? I do want to stick around here for, you know, at least a good while and kind of grow, develop.
Well,
and
I mean, you
I
better.
I think you're on the up, and I would like to, you know, ride that wave with you.
Oh, great.
Oh, that was nice.
That was.
Okay.
How about you, Seth?
Well, I mean, I
think you're all over the place, and you're going to leave me as soon as we, you know, as soon as you get the next big thing.
No. I mean, I don't get a lot out of being on the air. It's not like
Do you just say that?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you. I mean,
no. I mean,
I'm really not trying to put you over, but like, you're fucking great.
No, I know. I will say like
I know. I know.
No, but I mean, like, usually people enjoy doing things they're good at.
Yeah, like, no, I...
Seth goes, yeah, I know.
He's like, yeah, bitch, obviously.
No, like, no, yes, you are... Thank you.
You are correct. I am awesome.
Thank you. You are correct. But I mean, I wouldn't be doing this 20 years. Bubba, you know, and what I was trying to do when I was leaving the Bone and what I was, you know, for a year was I was trying to go out to L.A. or go to New York and work for these podcast companies because I always wanted to produce multiple shows. You know how people like to fuck lots of women? I like to work with lots of different people. So I wanted to do, I couldn't do that in radio, so I wanted to do that with podcasting. So, I mean, I realized that I couldn't get a job, like, anywhere, you know, and I don't even know if those jobs exist for podcast producers out in LA and shit, but, you know, I came here, I was able to work my way into the show, I think I've won some people over, I feel like the show...
But if you had your preference to be a co-host or a off-air podcast producer, what would you do?
I would do...
I know right now you do both.
If we made enough money doing the podcast, I would do that with you and just do, you know, a couple hours a week or whatever. And
so what if our podcast really fucking blows up? Will you be coming to me saying, hey, Spongo, you pig dick, I just want to let you know I'm off the show and doing the podcast only, Spider-Man?
No, but listen, but if you didn't have to be on the air for 20 hours a week per se or, you know, 30 hours a week or whatever you're on, and you just had to, you know, do 4 hours a week and make the same amount of money, I mean, yeah, why wouldn't you want to do that and spend your time however the fuck you want to do it, whether you're in the park smoking weed or you're hanging out with your kids, so
smoking weed.
Yeah, so I mean, that's why I can do. I guess I can do both. So yeah. You know, my.
But I really think that one is. I know that you disagree with me.
I just want to blow up. I want to do a lot in the podcast world. I think our podcast is going to do big things, Bubba. And I think that opportunity is going to lead me to other opportunities where I can produce podcasting, whether it's under your umbrella or whether it's a side gig, and you will support that. So that's kind of what I'm looking to do. And I realized after this year, I can do all the podcasting production I want. I worked for the fucking Lightning. I worked for you. I worked for other shit. I can do it all from right here in St. Pete. I don't have to move anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You don't. So, you really don't.
Yeah, so that's still what I want to do. I want to pick up more podcasting production gigs because I love it so much. I love working with talent. That's still the shit that drives me.
So, but how do you get that, you know, like, how do you get that word out? Like, do you advertise that you're a podcast producer and
I have a little bit.
And I'm asking you in question form because I don't, you know, I think I know everything on radio, but I don't. Obviously, I don't know the world of podcasting nearly like you do.
Well, I have a little bit. Like, there's a guy like Shark. Like, he's a podcast coach, and he goes around to businesses and tries to tell them the importance of podcasting.
He had a podcast about podcasting.
Right.
I used to listen to it.
Yeah, he had a podcast about podcasting.
How's that doing?
I don't know.
Probably not that great.
I mean, we're going to hit 100,000 downloads for December. How's the Shark Life Coach Willie doing?
I don't think it's taking off. So,
I used to get calls from him. He was afraid of me.
Yes.
Just want to let you know that
when Brent left, I asked if I should come because I was working at 97X and I was getting tired of it, and I asked if I should come work over here with you, and he goes, absolutely not. So,
oh man, that guy's a fucking
was Shark good at what he did as
no.
a program director?
Fuck no.
The thing about
nobody can really answer that question except me, because
what do you mean I had him for 10 years?
Because
I had him for 10 years, Bubba.
Seth.
Oh, you're going to say, okay.
You've worked for a couple people. I've worked for 26 program directors, and you have to have a body of program directors in order to determine how good another guy is.
No, but
don't you agree?
But I know. Listen, sure, but I can pick something from a program director and go, this is what I liked about the person, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I liked about Shark. What Shark let me do was he let us do whatever we wanted to do. So he let me grow as, you know, a creative and, you know, on air where we did shit, and whether it worked or didn't work, like, I got to figure that out, and we would go and we would talk about that with him. Like, I'm not going to say he was a great leader of men or a great, like, program or anything like that, but I'm going to say he gave me that ability and that freedom.
He was hands-off to the point where he kind of let you develop your own style.
Yeah,
and then he would, but when you're a guy on my level,
yes,
he was very intimidated by me, because what is he going to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
And so
you're the moneymaker.
Well, not only was I the moneymaker, but, you know, at that point, I've been in the business 30 years.
Sure, sure.
And, you know, been on some very high
pay grades
aspects.
Yeah.
But you always got to be opening you always have to be open to learning stuff.
Not from, no.
He's like, no.
Not from that guy.
I was open.
Yeah,
I remember
one time he's like,
Do you think he's better than who's in the position currently?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, John Brennan's horrible.
Listen, I'm not saying...
John Brennan has no idea how to connect with a person.
Shark, I'm not saying a bad word about the guy. He, you know, it's just that when I look at my program directors that I've worked for, he's not in that conversation of greatness. I mean, I've worked for Mark Driscoll, mm-hmm. Buddy Scott, Tim Sabian, Mark Chase, BJ Harris... You know, Randy Michaels. You know, I've worked for some Jeff McCartney, some legendary radio guys. And, you know, Michael Sharkey wasn't in that conversation. Not to say that he wasn't a good program director. Mm-hmm. It's just that him and I didn't have a connection, because one of the things that got used against me is I have my own place. We're on our own little island out here, which causes problems, obviously. And the biggest issue I had with that is that I had employees over there that were reminding salespeople in management that us being in our own deal is problematic and not a team deal. Well, and that was a lot of the Bubba Whisper campaign was a lot of my problem over there.
Why did you want your own little compound?
Wouldn't you?
Right, but I mean, like, you have to pay mortgage.
He got this,
you know,
after,
what I mean?
But he got this after he got fired from 98 Rock, and in between, like, Sirius, right,
okay.
Bubba? Is
right.
that when you got your own studio?
Yeah, I mean, when I got fired from 98 Rock, I didn't have a place to do radio, because back then it was very studio-specific,
right.
And circa 2004, so I needed to build, and I had a good severance and had some money. So, you know, and to my credit, it's what's probably, you know, one of the reasons why we're able to make a living is because
I mean,
I'm
glad you did. I was just curious as to, like, why you would take on all the extra expenses if you could just use the station studio.
Because nobody else, I mean, it's because...
Did you bet on yourself?
Because I bet on myself, and it's fucking straight pimp. I mean, it's... And,
okay.
I mean, who else?
No, it's great. I was just curious.
Like, I came over... We interviewed Bubba on 97X, like, after he got fired from 98 Rock. Like, Bubba came in, and we interviewed him, and I met him a couple of times, and I went over to the studio.
What'd you think? Be honest.
I'm just saying, like, he was, like, the first, like, I was scared. I was scared as shit,
yeah.
Like, to meet him, and he was cool. He was like, look at you. You need, like, a haircut or something like that.
Yeah.
But he was very, very... He was cool. We talked a little bit about just, you know, how to prep. Bubba's like, grab a newspaper and start ripping out articles and shit. But he had like...
What's a newspaper?
He had like 30 people working for him. It was like,
yeah.
It was incredible.
That's
like, what
Kevin
he,
told me.
What he had going at the time. So, I mean, he needed his own spot.
Right, okay.
And so...
And were your employees getting paid by Cox? Or
no.
Did you have like
no.
a lump sum and you would just dish
Cox
it out?
Cox paid me...
And then you paid them.
Cox paid me $83,000 a month.
Jesus. Okay. And that was your budget.
That's, and then I, you know, pay my guys. And they, but the thing about it is when a company hired me back then, it's an all-in price. So you don't have to pay, you know, you don't have to play, pay employee taxes. You don't have to pay health.
Got it.
You know, it's all, it's an all-in price. Gotcha. So it really wasn't as expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because.
Well, they were making money, so it was all, you know.
I mean, I think our highest year at Cox Morning, I think they billed eight or nine million.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were probably 2 million all in with bonuses.
Wow.
So, you know, it made them a lot of money. And their reasoning for getting rid of me was such bullshit. And the fact that we're going to change direction. You got a 14.5 share, you know, you got a 14.5 share persons 25-54. Your afternoon drive show with Calta has a 9 or 10 share number one persons 25-54. Drew Garabo in the middays has a 7 or 8 share persons 25-54. Your number one biller in the market. What the fuck is to change? Nothing screams that we're ganging up on Bubba. I mean, anything less than child touching and some absolutely unforgivable mm-hmm. acts, you don't fucking disrupt. I mean, probably, you know this market, Seth, as good as anybody. That's probably the greatest on air. I mean, you can like Calty, you can like Drew, you can whatever, but I mean,
why?
That,
I don't want to.
No, what I'm saying is like,
stop.
But what I'm saying is like, why would you blow that up?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you blow that up?
Well, I mean, they
are changing. You're changing direction because you want that guy to go across the street.
Fuck them.
And kick your fucking ass.
Fuck those guys, Bubba. I mean, you know, they saved a lot of money probably in the long run.
No,
so.
They didn't.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Can I ask a question? Let me ask a question. When the sex tape like first came out, were numbers just through the roof because people wanted to hear you talk about it?
No more so than it. I mean, you know,
because I would assume like people are like, holy shit, this is national news.
No,
we want to tune
instead
in.
I had people over there scurrying to get it distributed so I could get fired. Ugh. So that Cox could say, we don't want to be associated with a guy that's a fucking scumbag like that. That the sex tape did me, you know, did me in.
It's weird. Cause, I mean, you didn't break any law, like,
no,
you know,
I didn't break any laws at all.
It was all consensual.
I really felt like we were working towards an angle. I was going to get to advertise that I was available for a production podcasting.
This is Clem Kush 8.
And then Kush
would like you to know that he is available to pick up a few podcasts here and there. If you're a guy in Oklahoma that always aspired to have a podcast, call Seth Kushner up now and he can produce it, shine it up nice, and quite frankly, do real good for you.
It's just, it's funny because I know that we don't want to make this a shit fest talk or talk fest, whatever.
No, we don't.
About the bone.
But it's more like our career more than anything.
But sometimes I know you always say that your eyes roll the back of your head and you just start going. So, and
well, I mean, it's just, it's a major part of my life. I don't give a fuck.
I know, but listen, I know. I just, we've talked about it so many times on the air and I'll just keep saying it. I mean, you will be happy that happened one day.
Oh, I already am.
Okay.
I mean, I just signed a big documentary deal because of that. Our podcast.
I wasn't involved in that.
our podcast, you know, what we're doing here is, quite frankly, very impressive.
Are you turned on by it? You were not into the podcasting when I first started.
I mean, motherfucker, it's a day off and I'm here doing fucking podcasting shit with
Peyton
you.
Peyton and podcasting.
Hell yeah, yeah, bitch.
I'm into Peyton and podcasting.
Yeah, I know. What really made you get into it? I know you know it's important, but what was it that you saw? Was it the
when
first
time?
I saw the numbers.
What number? When did it work? Because did you think it was working when the other company was doing it?
No. But Blitz and I knew that it wasn't working because the person that was editing it or pick just was half-assed it and didn't know the show. And I even told Blitz, man, if we could just get somebody, we don't have any manpower around here, but if we can get somebody that knows the show and knows what to pick, I think we would have a chance. It just happened to be that person's you. And then, I mean, instantaneously, within a week of you doing what you're doing to our podcast, we get the back end dashboard numbers. It's you virtually in 12 hours you can see what you've done.
Yeah.
But it's immediate results. It's not like
Seth knew how to advertise it on social too.
Yeah, I mean, everything that he's doing to for this podcast is working. And so
DM me, I'm available. So $50 an hour.
Much like radio, where you get your little report card, ratings report card, and it takes it's a 3 to 6 to 12 month fucking burn, you know, podcasting is fairly immediate, supported by our regular show. to advertise it as well, and it's doing well. I've showed our numbers to people that are in the podcasting business that are like, wow, whoa, that's really good. How long have you been
so
doing this?
Quickly, right?
My God, we've been doing it Seth's way for about a month, and they're like, wow. And so that's probably what's got me intoxicated with podcasting.
Good.
Listen, when I was on top, circa 08, 09, when Rogan was just starting podcasts, I was that guy, be like, yeah, let me tell you something. When I get kicked off the satellite, what am I fucking going to podcast, Willie? Oh, fuck that podcast.
Well, you didn't know. You didn't know the future.
I didn't know.
No.
And I do now. And
I don't think Joe Rogan knew. He just was fucking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That should be Joe Rogan's new podcast. I didn't know. I was just fucking
around. Rogan didn't know he was going to get $100 million from Spotify, right?
No.
Like, no way.
But what podcasting does is, one, it gives us a way to put some content that you're not going to be able to find somewhere else, which is great. And two, it's currency that radio, which we're in, understands. Mm-hmm. When I tell radio, hey, Mr. Really Big Shot over there at iHeart, we're number one in Twitch. Motherfucker doesn't know what Twitch. I mean, he doesn't have any idea.
Well, he's been doing the same thing the same way for 25 years.
When I tell him, hey, we have 18,000 downloads in the last 30 days from Tampa, and 12,000 of them came from iHeart.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, maybe that's currency, if you will.
That's, yeah.
But they understand. And I've become very intoxicated. When Seth asked me, hey, you want to do a podcast? I'm like, fuck yeah. I'll be there at 1 o'clock on a Friday on a day that we have off because I believe in it. And I like it.
Me too. Well, that's why I'm here. But Anna never, oh yeah, she did. She was here to do our show. I was like, why the fuck are you here again? I couldn't remember.
Her and Blitz had sex, and then she did the show.
We banged, and then we talked about it.
You guys have a good rapport, like good chemistry off the air.
We do, absolutely. So we tried to bring it on the air.
Because it's weird because, yeah. I don't know. Never mind. I've said too much.
Yeah,
it's a little too much.
I've said too much. I'm sorry.
Anna, okay. I would say this, though, okay? Okay.
Uh-oh.
This is very uncomfortable.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
But, like, if you and Blitz would, like, hang out, maybe do something, it would never affect your job. Like, I would never let that affect your job.
Like, from your standpoint?
From my standpoint.
Oh, that's so easy to say now.
No, no. Like,
right.
No, like, I think I'm pretty fair. Like,
if Anna gets a taste of the D, the bitch is going crazy. There's no way that we're
that needs to be the line of the day.
Right, there's no way.
No matter where that D comes from, her eyes are going to roll in the back of her fucking head, and she's going to be even more bucked tooth and go crazy.
Right, she's not going to walk in and be like, okay, it's over, and I'll be a professional, and I'll continue to do my 15 shows a week. It won't be anything like that. Like,
no, it'll be like, that's what she's going to walk in at one day.
You don't think I'm just going to be like,
no.
Like, happy?
If
yes.
It's bad, no, if when it's over, I'm saying, like,
oh,
when these go south.
Oh, when, well, yeah,
no,
sure.
No. I think you'll be happy, and yeah. I think it's going to take the edge off of whatever, you know.
When I finally have sex?
Yeah. Or
well,
just
we'll
like
see.
Or just like somebody.
Just
like maybe
somebody.
Even a fucking makeout or a handy. Just something.
It's been a while since that happened.
When's the last time you gave a handy?
Do you
like handies? Can I tell you something from us guys?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can speak for Seth or not because he's really whacked out, but I love handies. Just a straight, slow, hard handy with some coconut oil. Is that too much?
Some boy butter?
Yeah.
No, I don't mind giving. I don't mind doing that. I told you I do the things. When I'm in the situation, I do the things.
Seth, do you like a nice slow hot handy?
It's the best a man can get.
His eyes started rolling back into his head. He was thinking
soft
about
kisses.
It. Oh,
what is the best a man can get? Is that Gillette? Yes.
Oh.
Gillette, the best. That is what. Yes.
Just a nice, like, she's between your legs and she's just
where else
fucking
would she be?
Squeezing the shit out of it real
easy.
Hard.
Easy. All right. You know,
and
you
just
always
going
get
up. Oh, sorry.
Oh my God,
okay.
Bubba.
I
it's
tell
hard
you,
to command.
This fucking podcast gets away from me.
It
a
does,
lot.
But the
okay,
one
I know I can say anything I want.
We did the one I posted yesterday or whenever. I don't know when this is going up, but you went crazy.
With the Phoebe stuff.
Oh, but Seth,
No. Was it you and Anna were going back and forth about, like, the bisexual guy and
oh, pit, the doming and
piss
yeah.
and just, oh, my God.
I'm
it was
so
revolting.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's doing huge numbers, though, Bubba. The
I'm
people
sorry.
Love it.
Yeah.
And then before that, I was talking about how you can't fist a girl. And so
it's,
I'm so
you
sorry.
You always have a, it's just, and the thing is, Anna.
That's how I think, though.
Anna entertains all that stuff because she's a nasty. But, you know, I have to...
There was this girl at the JVC Christmas party last night.
Yeah.
That was rubbing her tits on my elbow.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Blitz saw it, I swear to God.
Nobody's rubbing their tits on you.
Blitz? I don't know if Blitz is listening.
Were you rubbing your tits on her?
I got Blitz's microphone up.
Were you rubbing back?
I don't know if Blitz is here, but if he's here, your microphone's up. It's been up the entire time. He watched it happen, and she said... I said to her,
yeah.
You're rubbing your tits on my elbow. And she goes, how do they feel?
Oh, wow.
But you were at a heavy hitter table with Shannon Burke and then Jeff Adams is producer and then Justin Clark, the attorney.
Yeah, I was at a heavy hitter time.
I believe you said they're very globe-like.
They were. And, yes. And
is that a good thing?
Blitz, will you acknowledge that she...
When you told her that, she went harder.
Come on.
Yeah. No, like this was not.
Who was
like,
she? Was I, she?
She's a major hitter at JVC.
Okay.
And
is that the one that said at the Cigars and Stogies that she wanted, I'm sorry, whatever the fuck it's called, that she wanted to fuck you and gave you her card?
No, that's a different girl. Okay. But this girl is a major hitter at JVC, and Blitz was right there with me. I said, Blitz, will you be my witness that she is rubbing her tits on my elbow, and it's like a consensual deal.
Oh, yeah.
You think that's how she got that position in the first place?
I don't know how she got her position.
I'm thinking about rubbing my fried eggs on something.
My
Lord. Stay away.
And they're natural, and they were so round and soft.
Did you tell
and
her
nice.
That?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I go, God dang.
So round and soft and nice.
Did you put your hand on her leg?
No.
Why the fuck not?
But I'm like, man, and I'm telling her this.
Because it was still early in the night.
Yeah, it was.
But she seemed already sauced up.
It was 5 minutes after we got there.
Can you imagine if she's like, God, I can't wait for the sponge to get here so I can rub my rack on them.
But then you got distracted by the breadsticks.
That looks like a kick-ass Italian place. We'll talk about it on the show this week.
Blitz will tell you, man, last night might have got away from me. I was fucking running loose last night.
What do you mean?
With your, like, eating-wise?
No. I didn't really eat that much. Blitz, I'm just talking about my commentary might have been a little too much for some people.
I mean, they know what they're getting.
What were you on, Bubba?
I don't know, but I was making. I was every time when they were doing the white elephant, like the gift exchange. I had a comment about everybody.
Were you on a mic?
No, I just blurted out.
Oh, okay. Well, they. You know, I'm sure Shannon Burke was loud.
No.
Shannon, actually, he wasn't this time.
Shannon kind of makes me do all the heavy lifting.
But he's good at it. I can tell you don't like. You do not like having to host shit.
No, I don't like to host. I like to be a chimer in, or I like
know.
To be like a fucking heckler.
I know. And Shannon looks like he doesn't even get, like, he was...
Sometimes Blitz will feed me lines, like, Blitz will be like, hey, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll say it. Blitz kind of like my setup guy sometimes. Yeah. He'll say something, and I'll be like, oh, okay, I'm going to say it.
Yep.
So what was the whiteout? What'd you walk away with last night?
A BB gun?
Which For is real?
The, yeah, well, hold
the,
on.
The one that we bought?
So hold on.
Oh, you just
last
got your own
year,
gift back.
Last year at the White Elephant deal, somebody brought this fucking BB gun, and I wanted it.
Well, a really crappy one.
Yeah, but at the White Elephant deal, things can be traded only twice. So this guy got a BB gun last year, and I'm like, okay, I'm taking your BB gun because I was the next up.
Well, Bubba said, I'm taking it. It's mine. No one else could take it, so we're good.
So I got my fucking BB gun. Well, I didn't realize that it could be taken one more time. So somebody came and fucking took my BB gun, and I was really mad about it. So Blitz went and bought a BB gun this time.
For the present we brought.
So for the present we provided. And so...
What was the price limit on this one?
It was $25 or more.
Yeah, 25 or more.
Or more, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fuck.
That's what ours is going to be.
It should be 25 or less,
no,
unless you're a Diaco.
Well, no, because then someone's going to bring a $1 gift card.
Yeah. Oh. It's 25 or more.
Does anybody like $100 gift cards to Carrabba's? Because I might throw that in the mix.
I'm game.
Yeah.
By the way, Kushner got a $100 gift card from Carrabba's from Kevin Hazel, and he's already saying he's going to call Colton and see if he could get 62.50 for it.
Well, I'll give you 50 right now.
I was trying to get 75, but Bubba said that might be out of reach.
You don't like Carrabba's?
I like money.
Oh, he loves it. He loves money. He loves money.
I like
deals. He'd rather eat a $10 bill than a fucking gift certificate.
That's a shoot.
Listen, that's an absolute shoot. Being Blitz, man, let me tell you something. We went over to Orlando yesterday, it was like therapy. I get all my shit out.
Yeah,
like
good.
I talked the entire time, and Blitz is like my therapist, and I talked about every one of you guys.
We had
our Seth segment. We had our Aunt Anna. We were talking about you a lot.
Yeah.
We had our Reagan moment. We had our
Lummy.
Lummy. Yep. We talked about Caveman. We talked about the new guy, Rhett.
I will say probably 99.5% of it was all good.
Yeah, no, for real. Like, it's like, it I'm like very...
Was I the 0.5% that was bad?
No.
No.
Actually, you guys wouldn't even guess out of the 0.75, less than 1% of possible not positivity, you wouldn't even guess. Who the person that got the 0.75. I'm not acknowledging.
Oh, you won't say it? Oh.
No, I'm not acknowledging.
Well, then I guess I nailed it. You're probably like, caveman fucking hates me. I got to figure this
out. It was. I must admit. You're such an asshole, Seth.
No, it was supposed to be unspoken. But I did turn to Seth. And I turned to Blitz, and my exact words were, Blitz, why does caveman hate me so much? And Blitz goes, well, let me tell you. And he starts fucking claiming it. Yeah.
It's probably all the shit you're throwing on his plate. I know. I'm pretty sure caveman hates me because
Blitz gave me the backfill of the century.
Yeah, hold on. I said there's a lot of things caveman does that you don't see or know that he does.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I know, you know, having, you know, done what caveman did, you know, in that position, caveman does way more than I ever did as an executive producer. But I'll come in some mornings, I'll be like, hey, good morning, caveman. I'll be like, Like,
accurate.
There's a lot of, like, kind of dumb but needed phone calls, emails, texts that happen a lot that don't really matter unless they don't get done. But the problem is he spends a lot of time doing that, which he needs to, but no one ever notices
it. I get that. I always, like, whenever I go back there, I feel like I'm bothering him because I know he's got a lot of shit going on. I know. That's why I try to text him.
Right.
I'm even scared to text him. Bubba, I used to be most scared of Blitz, but now I'm most scared of caveman.
And we actually had a little bit of a very lengthy talk about you and Blitz's relationship. And before Blitz has a word, Blitz is like, I fucking like that guy. He just takes some of my dry ribs a little too serious, but I fucking love him, and he is probably the most talented guy you've had in that spot.
Well, I appreciate that. It's not the ribs. It's just sometimes I feel like...
he's a stiff dick. That's how he rolls. I get mad at him a lot.
No, I know. It's just... I told you something.
And he's working on it. God bless his little
soul. No. I just...
Bubba, who are you?
Listen, I feel like I get so much... And I know we all get it, and you know, I get so much shit from the Bone people or the people in the Bubba army that don't like me, or just like, it's from all over the fucking place.
No, so Seth, I'll tell you what I said. I told him, I said that, I mean, when we were joking the other day, and I made it was completely a joke about bringing the people that you banned in.
Oh yeah,
and you got mad.
Yeah,
and it was completely a joke,
right?
And you get all fucking butthurt about it.
And out of all the people that you've asked to have banned, there's only been one that I talked to and unbanned. The rest of them are banned.
Yeah, I don't even know who I've asked.
There's about 40 a day.
No, but like
big list every day.
Hold on. And yesterday you told me the name of the one guy.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say it, but I completely agree with that. But literally, a lot of times it's just joking, and I can tell you take it personal, and it really isn't meant that way.
No. And I appreciate that. The reason why I got upset was because the name that I had told you, you had made the joke right after that.
It was actually the next day.
Oh, okay. Well, it was like
But that was the last guy.
That was the last person that I asked to have banned.
He got banned instantly.
Yeah,
and so, I completely agree with it.
Yeah. So I mean,
so me and Blitz will be driving for at least 2 hours every other month for my therapy.
We're just gonna drive around the neighborhood.
I'm gonna say, okay, Blitz, here's how it is.
Yeah.
Tell me who the fuck. What's going on?
But I can tell it. You got upset about it, and it was 100% a joke. Like, that's it. It was a rib. Like that.
I don't want you to think that I am trying to run anybody like out of your business world or anything like that.
I just
feel like there's a certain level of like disrespect. Sometimes like I'll get into it with people. Like I don't have a problem like tripping with people, and I'm not trying to get them banned. But I just think sometimes there's a certain level of blatant disrespect where you're trying to fuck with somebody, and it's just I don't think it's necessary whatsoever. And I know you agree.
Absolutely.
So that's how I feel.
Oh no. And if it, and like I've said before, if it's anybody that isn't here, that's off limits. Period.
And I think yesterday, more importantly, Blitz would attest that I fucking love everybody here.
Absolutely.
I really do. Like, this is truly my family.
But Blitz.
I have to be.
I do.
Yeah.
Do you like Rhett? I think Rhett's doing pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know him enough
he's
yet.
He's only been here for like 3 days.
But I'm just saying, like, he's getting shit done.
But Blitz is going to be on him. Like, we had a little conversation with Blitz. Blitz is like, I'm going to stay on him. Like,
good.
I'm
stay on him. He's
a good worker, too.
He wants to get better. He wants to do shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
He'd work all the time if you guys. I feel like I'm not setting him to do enough stuff on Facebook.
Man, Seth, I need to fucking just let you do all the hiring here, because the last three hires have been just directly, You got yourself hired. You got Anna hired. You got, I mean, the last three hires have been all on you.
Well, let's not go crazy, Bubba. Come on now.
He does all the hiring and the firing around here.
No. Here's the thing. Rhett came to me, and I had a relationship with Rhett. We talked about this on the podcast before. Rhett got written up my first day on the air with you because he tweeted me. We were talking about the Bucks, and Mike Oliveira wrote him up, and Drew or Calter reported him and all this shit. Because
get written up. What is this, the 80s?
Yeah, or something. So Rhett got written up, and we maintained a relationship, and he hit me up and asked if anything was over here, and he let me know what his strengths were, and I knew it's shit you're looking for, video editing, all this other stuff. So when you get somebody that's young and still wants it and isn't fucking lazy, like, you want to give that person a chance. And I am fortunate that you run a business and not like corporate radio where you're like, oh fuck, Rhett, you want to bring this kid in? Let's give him a shot. Oh, Anna,
and you know, I want to assure anybody, we don't do write-ups here at the BRN. We just blast you out of here. You're fucking
out
of here.
Pretty
much. No write-ups.
But I mean,
no.
Like, you're like, hey, whatever. Let's give it a chance to see what works. I feel like you believe in talent, and I feel like you always have because you've always paid your people well that have been around you. So I believe in talent and surrounding yourself with people who are as passionate as you are, and I feel like Rhett's a good guy to have around.
Well, and listen, more than anything, it kind of represents what radio's going through. They're getting rid of people. And I'm trying to.
And they're not replacing him.
And I'm trying to acquire a very few, but select people that I think make a difference and are talented. And whether it's your video editor and you're hungry.
And you got to do a bunch of shit. You can't just do one thing, right? You can't just talk into a microphone. You got to do more stuff.
In fact, Blitz will tell you, I was trying to talk to Shannon yesterday. Shannon's old school, where he does a radio show, he has a contract, he gets paid for it, and he doesn't worry about it.
Yep.
Blitz will tell you, I had a 15 or 20 minute conversation with Shannon saying, Shannon, you need to do a podcast.
I thought he wanted to do one.
He's like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, what? And then Blitz finally said, I don't know if I should be saying this or not, just give it up, Bubba. He doesn't want to fucking change.
No, hold on. That and Shannon said, listen, motherfucker, I know that I get paid and you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
So, and I'm like, Shannon, I've had to go reinvent revenue. Outside of regular radio, I don't get the big fucking monthly contract. I've had to go and it's made me a better broadcaster and scrappier, and it's also showed me a way to survive when the fucking bottom falls out of regular radio, which is happening as we speak.
But you know what, Bubba, it's like a relationship. You don't get into podcasting until you're ready. You didn't get into it. I wanted to do it. Like, when I started here, we talked about podcasting. I was like, I love podcasting. You're like, great, whatever, do the fuck whatever you want, you know. I was going to develop a whole network of, like, Stone Joey Logano and Colton shows. That's all we had to work
on
with.
That one.
You know, I was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, you finally bought in. I don't think you can go tell people to do it. I think they either
I said, quit telling people to get into this.
Yeah. Actually, Blitz said, listen, just give it up. Quit telling people how to do
that's
it.
That's exactly
the
what
worst
I said.
Time,
they'll figure it out or they won't.
I think the worst time to get into it is out of desperation when everything's taken away. But, you know, maybe that's what it takes for some people.
I completely agree. And that's what I told him. I was like, quit telling people to do this if they don't want to.
Yeah, Blitz is kind of like my handler and my therapist.
Well, you know what? It seems like it worked out.
And
if
then
you
we
had
saw
a,
this hot chick. We were getting ready to leave. Listen to this.
Oh, the dark-haired one that parked next to us?
We're pulling in, and there's this hot chick. I mean hot.
Was she going to your party?
No. She was
same,
like,
same place, though.
Same place,
same
different
restaurant.
Party, right?
Okay.
So,
I scoped her out, and I was like, Bubba, look at this car.
Yeah. How many people were at your table last night, Bubba? There was a super, super spreader event.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and it was family-style feasting.
Saw,
Yeah.
Rona Blitz, everywhere.
There wasn't that many people there, really.
No, but at our table, it was me and Blitz, and then there was...
Tits McGee.
Justin
Clark.
Justin Clark. And then there was...
Brianna.
Brianna with her husband?
With her husband.
And her husband looks like Bubba Dudley, this
Bubba
big,
Dudley, yep.
thick neck.
Oh, he was big. I saw they sent me a video last night, and they said Clark sent me a video and goes, Bubba was on his best behavior.
And it was Shannon Burke and Kim.
And Kim.
Oh, and
then
Jeff and his girlfriend.
And his girlfriend.
What about the tits?
Well, the tits...
Different table.
What tits?
She titsed
the
me
rubbing,
up earlier.
The tits, the globe
tits.
The globe tits.
She titsed me up earlier.
Oh, nice.
I got titted up earlier.
Oh, okay.
Please, is that a thing, Anna? Like, if you had big jugs, would you rub them on a guy? I mean, is that, like...
She did it really undercover. Like, we were talking, and I just had my elbow, though, and she just was just kind of...
She kept creeping forward.
Yeah, and I could... And then I just couldn't... I mean, most men probably wouldn't say anything, but I could not help myself.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, hey, such and such, your tits.
And then she really laid it in.
I go, your tits feel so good on my elbow. You know, I don't know if a lot of guys would say that. And she's like, oh, yeah, how about this? And then she jammed him in there some more.
Oh, wow.
And then I turned to Blitz and say, Blitz, are you witnessing this? I'm not, you know, like
I was very jealous.
Yeah. God, she had nice tits.
What about the rest of her?
I mean, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And there was another girl that I like there, too. I can't get into.
Did you return the favor to her, Bubba?
No, no.
You didn't acorn her?
No. You didn't rub your titties on her?
I did have my vape pen out like there's no smoke. I had my vape pen. I just started fucking chucking clouds.
You were chucking clouds in the
yeah.
Italian?
And everybody was
Bubba
like,
badass.
Everybody was like, man, Bubba, and what's... Can I
talk about a super spreader.
It's one of those weed-flavored ones, too, by the way. Like, it's
chucking straight fucking clouds.
Oh, yeah. No,
then Shannon looks at me and goes, hey, how about passing that? And I'm like, all right, hit it, buddy.
Shannon's like, well, in here. And Bubba goes, well, I just did. And Shannon goes, okay.
So then Shane's like, hey, what are you guys doing here? I'm like, we're fucking getting high, buddy. And he's like, oh, okay. And the next thing, I'm the coolest motherfucker in the entire room because I don't give a fuck. Because
you just let 18 people use your pen. Hell yeah, Bubba.
We're family styling fucking, you know, chicken patties.
Jesus Christ. You don't have to go mouth to mouth on the fucking patties, though. Yeah, put a stop to it. There's an outbreak.
Whatever.
This is why we got to be masked up, Willie.
We
you and Burger going fucking deep on
hey,
the vape pen.
We wore our masks walking through the front door.
I know.
There you go.
I know. I thought of that too when I saw the video. I go, they probably made them wear masks
when
they walk in.
They did. They
so let me tell you about
stop
this hot
the charade.
Chick. So let me tell you about this hot chick. We pull in.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't find a place to park.
This has gone too long, by the way, Bubba.
Make six of them out of them.
Fuck you.
And so, by the way, Seth, I was watching where I got a little physical with you on one of these video deals, and I'm very sorry for that.
No, it's a. What do you mean? Like what are you sorry for?
It just came up out of nowhere, too.
What part are you sorry for?
Because when you have these outbursts,
it was on video.
I just want to smash the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
No, I get it. Because you have sexual tension towards me.
So we pull up. And we have to park at the curbs where they come out to your curb.
Yeah, we couldn't find a place. Right. No, so you know they have spaces where you park and they say, oh, I call them up and go, I'm at number three.
Yeah, well, I said, fuck that.
We just
pulled
said,
in lot
we're parking
three.
There.
So we pulled up. Well, then there's this next just chick, dark-haired chick, hot as absolute fuck, pulls in beside us. And Blitz goes, hey, look at this. So I look at her. And I go, well, she's not anybody with JVC, and she's by herself. So Blitz, see, Blitz got this whole thing. I come dressed. I have my big boy jeans and my shirt on. Very uncomfortable.
Yes.
But Blitz cannot clothes. He cannot wear good clothes while driving. He has to be
so
in
number
a
t-shirt one, I don't
and
wear
flip-flops.
I don't wear shoes while I drive.
Ever?
Ever.
Very rarely. Because my feet don't... Like, I wear size 15 shoes, so, like, they don't fit up where the pedals are at.
Yeah, so Blitz has got this whole dressing deal he's got to do. So we get
Can
there.
Can you buy big pedals?
Well,
there's not enough space where
the
pedals
are. We get
there,
and I'm going to go try to talk to this chick. Well, Blitz has to get out and open the trunk up and put his shirt on and his jeans on. So he's dressing.
Yeah, I don't want to have like a four-hour-old shirt on. I want to have a fresh, new
so
shirt.
So Blitz has literally got, he's down, he's got his shirt off, and he's putting his new shirt, big boy shirt on, putting shoes on, and I'm trying to make small talk with this chick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Well, what's your opener? What's the Bubba opener?
I'm like,
it's dark out, Bubba. You can't talk to chicks like that.
I'm like, hey, what's up? She's like, I said, you going to the JVC party? And she goes, no, I got another party. And I go, oh, okay. Well, I'm
kind of that's
lean.
Some hot small talk,
now,
Bubba.
Hold on.
Isn't it?
You're going to like the next fucking line. That's why bitches like me. So she goes, so we're kind of lingering there because Blitz is getting dressed. And I'm just sitting. And so I'm like, hey, I just want to let you know we're not trying to creep on you or nothing. My boy's getting dressed. And she's like, oh, we're good. So then we go into the event. We don't see her the rest of the night. So we're coming out, and it just happens to be that she's coming out as well.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't going to go where you think it's going to
go.
Yeah,
it ends bad.
Yeah. So Anna, just remember this, you being single, maybe liking dudes, whatever, Reagan, whatever the fuck you bitches do, just remember this is how guys think, okay?
Okay, okay.
So we get back, and
by the way, she's hot.
Yeah. Little black dress on.
Yeah.
Fucking nice little thick, but not fat booty.
No, it's perfect.
Nice titties. Dark hair, which I go crazy
over.
All
right,
over.
She's hot. We got it.
No, hold on.
Jeez.
So I go, hey, you're leaving the same time we are. She's like, not really. I just had to get something out of my car. I'm like, okay, well, you know, drive safe. That's it. Uh-huh. She goes, okay, see you later. So we get in, we're like, and we make some small talk. We're like, man, that bitch is fucking hot, man. Mm-hmm. She was sucking my dick. Like, you know, just something.
Yeah. Right.
The typical
stuff.
The usual.
Yeah.
Right. I got you.
Actually,
Anna, that's not how I talk, by the way. I don't want to go, I wish she was sucking my dick.
Actually, me and
little
Blitz,
bitch.
Me and Blitz were talking about how we couldn't even really tell you what we were really saying.
Right.
Is that bad?
Oh, yeah.
No. Our conversations would get us completely.
canceled.
And everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
The way we really talk.
But okay. We go over the top because of that, though.
Right.
Yeah.
In these fake scenarios, this person ends up alive, right? She's not dead.
Oh, come on. We did say.
These fantasy scenarios.
When the podcast is over,
I'm starting to get scared.
Tell you what Blitz and I were getting into, but it was completely shtickish. Like, we were just trying to out-shock each other.
Sure.
But as we're pulling out, so she's gets in her car and gets something, and she's going back in. So we're pulling out, and we're like,
"Look at her!" Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. And I told Blitz, "It's like, man, I like the fuck her, God."
And I said, "I was like,
the window's open."
And I was like, "Uh-oh."
And I go, "What?" He goes, "She's lighting up a cigarette."
Yep.
And here's this hot bitch.
That's hot.
And she's,
and we're like, "We're done.
Fuck that."
Both of you?
Yep. Out.
Wow.
I won't let a bitch that smoke cigarettes suck my dick.
Oh, I'm you don't want an ashy.
No.
Dick. Smell.
I might let her suck my dick, but I'm not like.
I was gonna say I probably would.
How many women that smoke are lining up for the suckling, Bubba? Are there, you have a lot of women that smoke that want
to
suck?
Then
suck
I
you
turned
off?
To Blitz and I said, "Hey, you know what she really needs?" And I then this is a conversation that I can't have, no matter where we're at. And Blitz goes, "Oh yeah, girls like that." And I know, you know, deep down, girls want that. And he goes, "Like, I know." I said, "Yeah, there's a fine line between girls wanting it and not wanting it, what the subject matter
is." Oh,
yeah.
I think I can guess what it is. I won't say it, though.
I said, "But, a girl that kind of wants that but doesn't want it, mm-hmm. but you're doing it cool, she fucking really deep down's into that."
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
But that can go south on you fast, quick.
As long as they wake up, they're
all right. And then we just get into a whole really inappropriate conversation.
Sure.
I mean, really inappropriate. Like, really inappropriate.
I thought it was completely fine.
Right. So anyway, that's my Christmas party story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. Fantastic.
I started out with a tit rubbing, and it went with a girl that smokes possible dick sucking.
Thank you for bringing me back this JVC pullover. I can't wait to wear it and think of all the women that rub their jugs up against you that night, Bubba. Glad it happened.
Blitz, should I turn our Christmas party that we're going to have into maybe some food and some drinks, or should we just do the white elephant deal and be done with it?
Do it at a night, right?
Yes.
Gotta have some food.
It's next Friday?
Yeah, next Friday. Is. I mean, do we cater it up, Blitz, and try to have a good time, or do we just, you know what?
Well, who all is going to be here?
Well,
I thought it was everybody.
Me?
But it's just employees only, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Just the people that have stockings.
I mean, I guess Seth could bring Phoebe.
I'm not. I mean, I don't need to. I mean, it's a kid. I got a kid. It's 8. It's late.
Yeah.
It's a whole.
Why don't we just? Should we just keep it just staff?
Yes, just staff.
There you go. You that way, there's no
like no Ashley, no Reagan, no Phoebe.
Just staff.
Because it's a gift exchange.
We get what no significant others means. He keeps saying no Phoebe. I feel like you've got some heat towards her.
Well, you're the one that's only. You're the only one that's married.
Caveman's married.
I don't count that.
Why are you saying he won't be here by next week?
No, he doesn't recognize her ever.
He doesn't recognize you.
Yeah, at least Phoebe recognizes me, so I can speak of Phoebe.
Caveman's gonna take two presents and beat the shit
Why
out of you.
Why does Caveman hate me so much?
Well, Blitz
My
told
God,
you.
He's been with me for 7 years.
Has he?
I told,
what
hold
the
on.
Fuck?
No, what I told him was he doesn't.
He does though, Blitz. He hates me, and I can feel it.
You know what? You got to give him a gift card, Bubba.
To Carrabba's, $100.
You need to offer to go on a hike with him and his son. That's how they bond.
Hi.
At an hour, they go for a long...
Yeah, go on a 700-mile hike with him.
Yeah, that would really be good.
You can go on his shoulders.
He'd kill you. I think Caveman would actually murder you.
Feed you
I'm
the
almost kind of over Caveman because he's so over me. So no. I think I need to
Why
be over
talk
him.
To him.
I think I need to be over him before he's over me in order I can get to over him.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you ever like put your hands on him like you do everybody else, Bubba?
Yeah, I do that to everybody.
Does he like it or does he seem like he gets really hostile?
I don't really ever really hand him.
Here, I know what the problem is. Bubba doesn't like skinny Caveman.
Yeah, I like the fat, frumpy caveman. Yep. He is so fucking skinny.
You think he's got too much swagger now?
Yes.
The ego is too big?
That's what it is.
Interesting.
And oddly enough, I mean, he's a very attractive man.
Yes.
Like, got a nice face.
I'm just telling you, like, caveman really looks great. Maybe I'm a little jealous. You know, maybe I'm a little fucking jello.
Mm. Yeah, but Blitz lost a shit ton of weight, too.
I'm starting to eat today.
And you're not jealous of him.
Nope, I'm at 700 calories right now. I'm going to do another 4,000 later. I'm gaining it all back.
I went swimming.
No, you're
today.
Not, are you? You would never do that.
No, I would never.
He looks good as fuck too. Blitz does. Oh, I even said, God, look how fucking good you look, buddy.
I'm gonna get swole as fuck. I told you.
You should have seen that.
So we're pulling. I go, man, you look good. He goes, I'm fixing to get swole.
I'm fixing to get swole.
Yeah, as fuck.
As fuck.
I'm serious.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I mean, fuck. How long did we go?
Too long.
See, you feel like the longer we go, the more you have to edit and the more work you have to do.
No, right? I don't think this needs any editing at all. I just take a front and the back and boom,
he's
we're going to go.
He's going to completely edit me and Anna out of the podcast.
No!
Hey, Stacho, that fucking dirty bitch and that negative motherfucker is Scottsville!
I could probably easily clip Blitz out, but it would take way too long to get on. Anna's been in this fucking conversation since before I even got in here.
Sorry, even though I was invited.
Slut.
I feel like I should be
apologetic.
Are
you still doing your podcast, by the way?
I am. I'm doing it today, actually.
Where?
At Will's house.
See.
What kind of downloads are you getting?
Can we talk about something
let's
here?
Talk numbers.
Yeah, sure.
Can we talk numbers, Bubba?
Yeah, let's talk numbers.
What kind of numbers are you getting?
Be honest. Mm-hmm. What kind of numbers are you doing?
Usually like 300.
That's about right.
400 listens.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I initially just started it because I wanted to explain what happened at the bone, and then we just kind of just kept it going.
I told Anna.
I told
Anna when she was at the bone when we would meet. I'd be like, "You got to do a podcast." She's like, "I got a couple of shows." I was like, "Oh, you should do one."
I never disagreed with you, but to be honest with you, like I was. You're right. I was lazy. I didn't want to do something. I had horn blasters 5 days a week.
You had a lot going on.
I was just fucking tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now,
but here's how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like we are like lower tier next to these two fuckboys that you hang out with that aren't near the radio gods we are.
Wait, what?
I said it.
Because I went to Thanksgiving at Johnny B's house?
Well, I said it.
But I don't think she sees them as better radio people. I think they're personal
friends.
They're
my friends.
Yeah, they're friends.
I understand that, but you got some radio gods that are willing to fucking, give you a radio forum, mm-hmm. and two, I've asked you, would you want to be part of our podcasting network? I'd probably need you to get final approval from Seth.
Yeah, we'd have to we'd have to work with some things.
But why?
I thought it was a setup. I would say, and you'd be like, "Well, fuck you, we don't want you, bitch."
Why would you fucking frolic around with these fuckboys where you're doing 300 downloads when fuck? I mean, you would get 3,000 downloads mm-hmm. on our deal.
Well, after a couple of months.
Well, again, I don't want to be like pushing myself onto,
I specifically asked you and you're like, no, I'm just going to stick where I'm at with fuckboy.
I think I thought it was a trap. Like, I thought I would say yes and then you'd be like, well, we don't want you anyways, you dirty bitch.
Listen,
and then,
when have I ever done that to you?
Every day.
I was going to say, I remember when you said it, Bubba, it did sound setup-ish.
Yeah, I think I thought I was falling into a trap, but I mean, if it's a genuine offer, then absolutely.
Well, I got to talk to Seth about it.
Okay.
But we don't really even have a network right now.
offer rescinded.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You would be part of a network that we would start because of you, so there's a lot to discuss,
no,
Anna.
But, all right.
But let me know.
But Seth, here's the deal.
Once we get Shannon Burke signed up, we'll talk to you.
Okay, thanks.
We got some people within our world that I think could do, that could do a podcast and could maybe, be okay. What do you think?
I agree, Bubba. Also, I meant to tell, what's the man's name? Matt Masur?
Matt Mazur.
He sent me a message today on Facebook. I've never talked to him before, but he said he put the podcast is on the app now. So he said you can download the podcast from the app, from your Bubba Army Radio app.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you care about the app or anything
I do.
But I figured that he let me know, so I figured I'd let the people know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the
is he
many
cool?
Places,
are we cool with them?
Oh, yes, of course.
He said, all right, they seem cool as fuck.
I'm only not cool with a few individuals.
All right, well, he seemed cool. I just
Most of
make
them
sure.
were out off of 4th Street.
Okay.
Like,
the rest of them are in this building.
Yeah. Right.
Caveman.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm going to talk to Seth privately on it and see if maybe he would, but see, I don't know that you're going to be able to continue to do a podcasting with the fuckboy if you're going to go over to our deal.
Well,
and I don't think that you
that would be an issue with you, or you think he... I mean, he doesn't have an issue, but
no,
you'd be
I know
an issue with
have,
you.
How's he going to have a fucking
right,
issue?
Right, right. So it would be an
it's
issue
like Teddy
for
Bridgewater having problems with Tom Brady. Like,
right.
What the fuck? Nobody gives a fuck about
yeah,
that.
Like
I know sports
yeah,
references.
Anna, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Tony Richwater, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Tony Richwater.
Whatever.
It's like Anthony Jeselnik having a problem with George Carlin. Did you get that one?
Ah, yes.
That's for the show. This is why
I think you don't really want me to podcast. podcast.
This is a podcast, by the way, not the show. This is getting, you know, this is getting carried away.
Yeah, this is a podcast. Let's strip it on down.
We should probably just go.
You think we should?
Seth's been trying to get the fuck out of here for the last 25 minutes.
I feel like a healthy time for pods 40 minutes,
Seth,
yes.
I need to ask a question, and I need you.
Happy Hanukkah, Bubba.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Started what, last night?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Happy Hanukkah. Is this the fifth?
Elise has messaged me multiple times about it.
So now I'm going to make a suggestion. And if it's stupid as fuck, and if it's based on nepotism, and if it's based on this and that, then just say it. But, like, my son had expressed doing a podcast with his girlfriend about the lightning. Is that stupid? Is that a stupid idea?
No, not at all.
Like, you know, because, like...
Why would it be stupid to try to, you know, obviously it's in the family gene, so...
No, but I don't want him to be getting a podcast because he's my kid. If that's something that people could potentially be interested in and it gets some downloads, would that be something that we could do stuff like that?
Oh, you mean put that like on the Bubba Army Radio podcast?
Yeah. Or is that no?
I'm not. Yeah, of course we'd put that on there.
No, of course not.
Of course we would put that on there. Why? I'm not making any calls about your son.
What if Blitz wanted to do a podcast about guns or some shit? Like, don't you?
Well, Blitz would probably do it on Twitch.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, in our podcast world, in the Bubba Army podcast world, we have one franchise, which is Clem and Kush.
Yes.
And then we got some Bubba Overtime shows, and then we have daily snippets of, you know, best of
which
stuff.
They all do extremely well.
I know. Do we just keep it at that? And or do we expand within our world and develop more stuff?
Bubba, what I would like to do, and I, you know, I don't...
And this is in question.
No,
form.
I know. I'm telling you. What I would like to do is, you know, you start a podcast network. So it's, you know, the Bubba Army Radio Podcast Network. And, you know, whether you stay with the company you're with and they go, or, you know, whether they go under your umbrella, you know, you get Tyler and his girlfriend and you get Anna and whomever. And you get, you know, if Blitz want to do it, and then you get to do their podcast and it's all under your umbrella and you're promoting them. Like I told you, I see a podcast as like a record label. So it's like if we get this band, Clem and Kush, or the Bubba Army Podcast off the ground, we want to start bringing in more people because we want to start making more money. So that's kind of how I see it.
Me too.
I want to get this podcast.
So when does Blowing Shit Up with Blitz start?
That's a YouTube series to me.
But I mean, eventually then, and again, this is your world, but eventually then you turn some of those podcasts into videos available on YouTube, don't
you?
Yeah,
you're doing both. Yeah, you're doing them all eventually. Yeah, when you get, like, if we had a sponsor here, you know, that they paid us a good amount, we could start putting it up on YouTube to, you know, make sure that they get their money's worth. But right now, we're keeping it, you know, exclusive as we're waiting for the money to roll in.
Right. Fantastic.
Yes.
I'll tell Tyler no. He got
does he really want to do something?
Yes, he does.
Well, I mean, don't you want to hear how it sounds?
Yes, I do. I'm not saying that it gets green lit. I'm saying if it's like, decent.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what he did last night?
Did he win?
No, he went to he knows well the guy that he drives sprint cars for.
Did he see the Stanley Cup?
Is a season ticket holder for the Lightning.
Oh, there
has
you go.
Been for like 10-15 years. And they offer season ticket holders a certain opportunity to go get a picture with the cup, and you can bring like four people, like a guest list. And so Robbie Smith, who owns Tyler's Sprint Car, called him up and said, "Hey, do you want to bring you and your girl to get a picture with this?" So Tyler got a picture with the cup.
That's cool as fuck. Oh, nice. He needs to post that on Facebook.
Yeah, I think he's posted it everywhere.
Yeah, they do that with the season ticket members and their.
Hey, Blitz, can you get a hold of Caveman and get me the sign in to Facebook? I can't get on anymore. For real.
All right,
Tyler goes, "Hey, go to
He did make Rhett an ad a moderator or whatever yesterday.
Yeah,
so
Rhett's
maybe
on
I can
there.
Ask
yeah.
Rhett to give it to me because I want to stay off Caveman's radar.
Start talking to Rhett. Rhett'll talk to you. Rhett's a you know.
Good, because Caveman won't.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. Hey, my last question is this, and I know you told me not to ask this question on this particular podcast, but I feel...
So I'm going to?
But, you know, I was... And you can cut it out if you'd like. But, like, you know how I'm going to do a piece of art for everybody? Do you think that should include you helping me with your particular piece so I could videotape it for YouTube?
What? I don't even know how that... Make your own present? With Bubba?
Yeah. I will do the majority of it, but you're going to help me.
So we can make $32 on YouTube and pay for your art supplies? Is that the name of the game here? Because if so, I'm in.
Yeah, I pretty much understand now.
I'll do it, Bubba.
where's my sexy boy?
Oh, yeah, we got
you. I got to go. I got to do Shawn Michaels' sexy boy.
Yeah, what's
right?
Yeah. Otto will paint with you all day.
Hell yeah.
Bitch has nowhere to go.
Ooh, that's a fact.
Reagan, I'm not going to be home today. Why did you get? You going to get some dick? Not really dick, but Bubba's going to paint with me today.
Could you imagine Caveman in the shed with you for 4 hours working on
you're
a
human? You're going to need a supervision because otherwise you'll end up dead. Yeah.
he hates me.
Right. Nobody wants to sit in a shed and make art with you, and as much as they like you, except Otto.
I know I'm sexy.
Maybe Blitz.
I've got the looks.
Blitz would want to paint with gunpowder.
That could be lucrative.
There you go. Blowing shit up with Blitz will be the next franchise.
Hey, make sure you follow us on Instagram, The Bubba Army.
Anna, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us when your fuckboy podcast is up.
I will let you know.
StPeteLegend.com.
I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I make them hot. I make him shiver, their knees get weak. Whenever I'm around, they see me walk, they hear me talk. I make them feel like they're on cloud nine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy.